We first heard Bernie Dalton last spring.
My name is Bernie Dalton. My lifelong dream was to record an album. A year ago, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of ALS. It was time to get my butt in gear. I could no longer speak or sing, so I asked my singing teacher, Essence, to become my voice. 1,000 friends contributed.
That was the start of his entry in NPR Music's annual Tiny Desk Contest. He didn't win, but we still wanted to tell his story.
At the time of his diagnosis, Bernie Dalton was a 40-something single dad living in Santa Cruz, California. His day job was cleaning pools, but his passion was songwriting. And as you just heard, his dream was to make an album.
In 2016, he had barely started singing lessons before he lost his voice. Soon after that, Dalton had difficulty swallowing, and then he started losing weight. That's when he discovered he had bulbar onset ALS, an aggressive form of ALS.
Still, Bernie Dalton had an album to make. He asked his singing teacher, Essence Goldman, a working musician herself, to be his voice.
And at first I said no. I didn't know how to do that. I'd never done anything like that. And he wanted me to put words, melody and music to his words.
Bernie kept asking until no became yes. Together with the rest of her bandmates, they formed Bernie and the Believers. They raised money through donations for studio time. And within a few months, they put out the album Connection, made entirely of songs written by Bernie Dalton.
By that time, Bernie was bedridden and eventually could only move his eyes. Nonetheless, Bernie and the Believers toured from the East Coast to Alaska, singing his songs. Last fall, the band performed at NPR's Tiny Desk. Bernie was watching via Skype.
Bernie Dalton died last week in his hospital room surrounded by loved ones. He was 49. His teacher, singing voice, and friend Essence Goldman says a feature movie about his story is in the works. Whether or not that happens, Goldman says Bernie Dalton's message is already out there.
No, every situation, all probable outcomes, hold love at the center of it all. Hold love at the center of it all. Hold love at the center of it all. And you can never go wrong.